Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
All right, let's roll out the Wednesday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big DF. Of course, with me is Dan McMahon. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, the blogs do go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Normally, it's in the morning, but hey, I had a bit of a computer issue this morning, so while it took a little longer, the blog still did pop up over there, so make sure you get over there and check out what's going on. Of course, when you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link yourself to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, we'd greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man with three E's.
All right, so we are going to kick off. I know with everything going on last week, I didn't really get around to dealing with this, but we're going to make sure we get Dan's drive-in back in here. So we are going to get it up and running right away. As you know, this is where we give you three movie choices for Dan to watch over the weekend. You vote for the one you want to see. Now, you can do that, of course, either by emailing us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. You can just go ahead and tweet us, at Sports Time Radio, or feel free just to jump on the Facebook page and post your vote right there, and we will be all set. Now, I do not know what we're unveiling. I was uninformed of what the movies would be, but Dan, of course, knows them very well. So, Dan, why don't you let us know what the people's choices are for you this week?
Yeah, well, I actually don't know them really well, but that's another story. The first one is Motocross, and then we have Full Court Miracle and Ready to Run.
Wow, I got to tell you, none of those sound interesting to me. So I hope it's a little more up your alley than it would be mine. So
They look a little bit more family friendly, so to speak. So we'll see how that goes.
All right, so there you go. You're looking at your three choices now. It was Motocross. What was the second one?
Full Court Miracle.
There you go.
And Ready to Run.
All right, so there you go. Your three choices. So go ahead, get your vote in. We will announce the winner, of course, tomorrow on tomorrow's podcast. So, because where else would we announce it, of course? And we will see what you want Dan to watch. And good luck. That's all I can say. Now, is it Ready to Run, or is it Ready the number two and then Run? That's what I want to know.
No, it's like a horse movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it looks really ridiculous.
Ah, no. Yeah, I can understand that. So, oh, I'm so glad that we're doing this to you and not me. So, all right, well, let's see what we got going on today. It looks like, Dan, it's another day and another Yankee injury. I don't know if you saw this one, but they have diagnosed, and won't be surprised at all by what player this is, they have diagnosed Giancarlo Stanton with a grade 1 calf strain. And they were talking today that it's possible that he may not even be ready for opening day. So it, just add it, literally just they're just throwing bodies in the pile here in New York. I don't know what goes on. I mean, obviously we knew they weren't going to have Aaron Hicks because that injury was a long, basically last year. Then you throw Paxton in with his back injury. Yesterday they get Severino with the Tommy John, and now you get Stanton. Dan, what the hell goes on in New York at Yankee camp that you don't know?
It's too humid down in Florida.
Is that what it is? Because, it's just – it's borderline kind of ridiculous, isn't it, with the amount of injuries they're racking up?
Oh, yeah.
So – but I guess kind of on the plus side for you, it means your guy Clint Frazier gets more time.
Well, wasn't it smart of them to not trade him away?
Yeah, how long have we been wondering if they were going to move this guy so he could get some playing time? This one seems buried on the on the Yankees bench there. And, almost every year it seems like a good idea that they didn't move him. So, who knows what's going to end up going on there with him. But I just, this is just kind of amazing to me that, it's Stanton again. How many years is it now that this guy has been injured? When was the last time he played a full season?
His rookie year?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to remember. I know that one year in Miami, he had an MVP-type season when he stayed healthy. And I'm trying to remember. I'll have to pull up his player card here and see if I can get a get a better reference on what we're looking at with this guy, but it just every year there's some kind of issue with him, and it's not one thing, it's another thing, and for all intents and purposes, he's a fantastic player when he's healthy. Here you go. He played 18 games last year. Rolling in it there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that was after 158 in 2018. So it looked like he was starting off strong.
Yeah, his first year in New York. And then he was coming off the year he played 159 and won the National League MVP. So, he had put together two back-to-back years. That it looked like that's the first time he's played two back-to-back full seasons in his career, though. Hopefully, this is something minor, and it's, if it does linger into the start of the season, it's not going to be the, end-all, be-all kind of injuries that, all the crap he dealt with last year. And, on the plus side for them, they do have Miguel Andujar back. So if Stanton has to miss time, Andujar can pick up some of those DH at bats. Because I know, they would like to get him off of third base. They don't think he's a very good defensive third baseman. That would kind of give them an option there. I don't know if they'll carry Mike Ford. Maybe if Stanton starts out on the DL, so they could also bats on him. But I don't know. I do find it interesting, Dan, and I don't understand why this is. Maybe you can explain it to me. I'm looking at the projected lineup, and they have Mike Pouchman starting in left field over Clint Frazier. I don't know. They actually have Frazier assigned to AAA. And I'm just kind of like, wait a minute, is that really where he's going to start? I think he has one option left, so they could send him down. But, looking at it, it you would think this would be the time to get him in there and get him his at-bats, right?
Well, and whose projection is that?
It's just the roster resource projection. You know, even more frightening is the fact that they have Brett Gardner as the starting center fielder.
You know, I feel like they don't update right away.
But, you know, I mean, the, you know, and the scary thing is you're looking at this and the outfielders they list on the Yankees bench where is, you know, Andujar is one of them. I know he's been working at the corner positions to get more at bats, and Tyler Wade is the other one who's really just a utility guy. You can't tell me there's no way Frazier isn't on this roster just for his defense in center and left. So I don't know. You know, again, and these are obviously, you know, it's just their projection. But yeah, just a little weird that, you know, you would kind of list it up that way and have him, you know, end up starting here at AAA. I mean, it's not like they're trying to hold back his rookie status or anything. So. But I, you know, we'll kind of have to, you know, wait and see how that floats out with the Yankees. But I don't know, Dan. I guess the question is who's next.
Brent Gardner.
Yeah. Oh, it's just those one of those things. Oh well, here maybe. Oh no, there you go. Okay. Yeah, here they do. The article does update that if Stanton does go to the IL, it increases Clint Frazier's chances of making the opening day roster. So. But yeah, I don't know. Just kind of. It just seems like such a strange situation with the Yankees where, you know, whatever it is, it's like, hey, look at this, another guy's injured. What the hell? How did they do in that? You know, I mean, they won 103 games last year with injured guys, but, you know, does eventually this wear on them?
It didn't wear on them last season.
Yeah, but, I mean, now we're looking at 2 years in a row. Do you think it's a possibility that it just gets to be a headache?
Well, I'm sure it's a headache already, but, you know, the team as a whole is still able to perform at a, you know, a championship contending level. So, you know, we're only at two injuries so far. For last year, what were they up to, 27?
Well, boy, it seemed like it.
Oh. You know, and the Yankees, the way they are today, you know, I know it's apples to oranges, but you kind of can almost compare them to, the Patriots.
Yeah.
With the fact that, you know, like Belichick just plugs guys in you never even heard of or whatever, and then the next thing you know, they're still at the top of the heap.
Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully it works, you know, kind of works out like that, but I guess I have to see how it goes. But all right, well, I need you to kind of explain this one to me, Dan. Why does nobody seem to want your guy Will Myers?
Because I don't think he's lived up to his rookie of the year.
You know, it's just kind of weird. You know, obviously, you know, like you mentioned, he was rookie of the year in Tampa. You know, they shipped him off to San Diego. Now there's been a lot of talk that, you know, San Diego and the Red Sox have been trying to work something out. Apparently, they can't agree on a deal. So it doesn't look like that going to be his landing spot? I don't know, Dan. It seems like he's a fairly talented player, but there just doesn't seem to be a home spot or whatever you want to call it for the guy. I don't know. I'm just looking at a guy. I know he was dinged up a little bit. Well, that was 2 years ago. He could be a 30 homer guy, and there's a lot of, a lot of potential there. It seems odd that he doesn't ever, can't just seem to find a home. Of course, I guess he's been in San Diego long enough to get his home. But yeah, it just seems odd that he's always the guy they want to get rid of.
Well, I mean, I really don't remember, when the last time the Padres wanted to get rid of him. But he did kind of peak in 16 and 17. But it seems like his numbers just kind of are just continually dropping. Granted, in 18 he was injured for half the season. And last year he came back and still was in 155 games. But with how many years is that? Coming into his seventh season here, career batting average of .251 with only 114 home runs and less than 400 RBIs. Those numbers aren't really telltale of a guy who you would project to continue to grow after winning a Rookie of the Year award.
Yeah, I guess, maybe that is it. He just hasn't hit the markers people were expecting him to hit or, whatever kind of looking for there. They've mentioned that it does look like the original plan had him going to the Red Sox, which was interesting because the Red Sox had just kind of been cutting payroll, and I think Meyer talked about million or so, and then they just kind of weren't really looking at adding any type of payroll, but there you go.
Yeah,
so we'll have to see.
Then when you look at some of the additional stats, the on base percentage has continuously been under 400, and his slugging, barely been able to get above 450. So, with those numbers, he's not really that attractive.
Yeah, and he's carrying a big salary, so that's also going to be a bit of an issue as things go along. So.
Yeah, and I don't understand why Major League Baseball doesn't put salaries on their website.
Yeah, that I don't know. That's, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. I mean, go ahead and, put them up there. But I guess, who knows with them, just kind of, trying to figure things out with them is just kind of nuts, isn't it, with what they've got going on. So.
Yeah, well, it probably doesn't help speed up the game. So.
Yeah. I just kind of – it just seemed weird that, because there's been – it almost seemed like since he got to San Diego, they've been talking about moving him, and that, they've also managed to shove him off on just about every position. But first he was he was going to be their everyday, I think it was center fielder, and then they moved him. So, he was going to be the first baseman, and then they signed Hosmer. And it's just kind of like, okay, what's the problem here? Can we you know, can't we find a spot for this guy? And I don't know where did he end up playing last year? It looks like kind of all over the place. You know, I know there was talk about making him a third baseman, but then obviously, you know, Machado took care of that. I don't know. I'm like, hey, okay, here you go.
Well, and, you know, like you said, the contract, I think, is what makes it very unattractive, along with his, you know, stat line, is the fact that he's due $20 million for the salary with a $2.5 million bonus. And that's for this season, the 2021 season, and 2022. With the 2023 option, there's no details on that option. So I'm not really sure how that goes, but, you know, he's not an unrestricted free agent until 2024. So, you know, like you said, with the Red Sox, you just traded away probably your best player, who was awarded $20-plus million in arbitration. So why would you want to take on a guy who's not even going to come close to filling those shoes and still getting paid $20 million a year?
Yeah, that would be odd that, you know, especially with after all the, you know, all talk about, you know, well, we're going to be cut out and, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, that all of a sudden they decide, hey, let's go out and find some guys and add some salary to this team. That just makes very, very little sense. But yeah, you know, who knows what teams now. You know, I just hope it wasn't one of those things where it's like, well, we'll make this to our, you know, hey, here you go, we're doing this. Oh, so I guess we'll see, right? I don't know. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't go to the Red Sox, you see him going someplace else?
He's not going to the Red Sox. No. He's not going anywhere unless the Padres are picking up that, you know, the signing bonus of 2.5 and, you know, with $60 million over the next three seasons. You know, what are you...
Much?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what are you looking to pick up in order to get rid of him? You know, is there another $20 million, you know, player who's not working out that well on a team?
I don't know. Is there, you know, Giancarlo Stanton?
Yeah. Well, he's at $30 million, oh. So that wouldn't really work out for them. You know, I mean, are the Cubs willing to trade for him to get rid of Yu Darvish or something like that? I just don't see that anything like that happening. So.
Yeah, and I think he was actually kind of working out. So.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, that my point was I just couldn't figure out anybody who, you know, who was unlikable in their city, like Yu Darvish is.
So. You know, that's just I guess we'll see, you know, what kind of ends up happening with him. But, you know, apparently that, you know, that looks like it's dead. I'm trying to think the best way to describe this guy. You know, one of these guys I thought would have, you know, kind of a career that took off after he left Minnesota. I saw that the Padres signed Brian Dozier to a minor league deal. You know, interestingly, I don't know, he hit 20 homers last year. I didn't think he had played enough with Washington to hit that many homers. But, yeah, as it turned out, he had 20 bombs. He only had 50 RBIs, but he had 20 homers.
He did? I didn't even know he played. Was he still in Washington?
Yeah, he played 135 games for the Nats. But I'm trying to think if maybe he was hurt. I didn't remember seeing him much in the playoffs, and it does say, yeah, he only had one World Series at bat, and he drew a walk. So it just kind of looks like he didn't get very many at bats there. So.
Well, wasn't that kind of the situation in Los Angeles?
Yeah, well, you know, remember originally in Los Angeles, it was supposed to start out a lot different for him. And then for some reason, it just never went that way for him. And your guy started taking his bat away from him. So, you know, that's just one of those odd, you know, again, odd kind of situations there. I mean, after the Dodgers acquired him, but he didn't play in very many games. I want to double check that. He played 47, yeah, 47, but he only hit .182. So it's not like it was a number of stuff. So
no, but I mean, he quietly had a solid year in Washington, aside from missing, 40, 50 games.
Yeah. So and I don't know how much of a chance. How much of a chance he'll get to play with San Diego. But I guess, you're only bringing him in on a minor league deal. You're not really losing anything. I know they acquired Jerks and Profiles. So you would kind of think that he's going to be the everyday second baseman. But, yeah, you're not really taking a huge chance or anything on this. So I guess it's kind of worth it, right?
Yeah, well, I'm surprised he didn't make his way over here with all this. I mean,
they sent everybody else. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, couldn't the Cubs use another second baseman?
They signed Haumet. They probably didn't have room for one more, at that point with everybody they'd been bringing in. So. It was probably just overcrowded, and they were afraid to add one more guy. That's ridiculous as that seems. So.
Yeah, well, and I mean, the way it looks to me is it seemed like that 16 and 17 seasons with Minnesota really were the climax of his career.
Yeah, because he had 50 homers that one year? Did he get there? No, he had 42. But yeah, he was killing it. So, he's never been a great average guy, but he had big power for a second baseman.
Well, and that was him burning, making everyone think that every second baseman should be a 40-plus.
Yeah. Well, they should be, shouldn't they? Everyone should be hitting 40 homers, no matter who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Even the pitcher.
So, yes. But I did see, Dan, I thought this was interesting. You and I talked a little bit about it last week. I saw that the NFLPA and the players' reps – decided to send that contract to the to the, you know, the union, you know, to everybody in the union for a vote. You know, that's the 17 gamer with the expanded playoffs and, you know, a couple other readjustments. What nobody happened to mention while they were talking about that earlier is it, it basically, you're no longer suspended any games if you get caught using THC.
Oh, really?
So I thought that was interesting. Yeah, nobody brought that up last week. You know, you can get, I believe you can still get fined, but you're no longer suspended any games. So, you know, this is going to go to the polls for a vote. And I noticed some interesting points, Jim. You know, it seems like the superstars who are the guys that everybody's going to talk to hate this deal. But with the guys who are hanging on at the bottom of the roster and, you know, that kind of thing, this is one more game check. Now, there's a whole lot more guys making minimum wage than our quarterbacks making $30 million. Do you see that being enough to maybe swing that vote and get this approved? Because those guys are going to be interested in just that, you know, that'll be a nice chunk of extra money for a lot of those guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I was going to ask. Is that prorated or, you know, let's just say they're...
Yeah.
You know, they're, let's just say,
yeah,
I don't know what the lead minimum is, but let's just say it's $1 million. I mean, is it now $1 million, you know, divided by 16? You know, add that amount.
Yeah, basically the way it would work is, say you were making $1 million a game last year, even though, you know, not too many guys are. You know, $16 million. What would happen is in the 17th game, you would get another $1 million. The contract automatically goes up $1 million. So whatever your salary is, be it $1 million or $100,000 or $500,000. You get that 17th game check for the exact same amount you got the other 16 for.
I mean, that sounds pretty damn good to me.
Yeah, and, you know, and I'm still laughing, you know, listening to these buffoons today. You know, I heard another one complaining that the NFL is doing this even though all they do is preach safety. Well, obviously, they're trying to make the game safer. But, you know, just like we talked about with baseball, I believe it was Monday, you have to be willing to make your adjustments to keep your fans interested. You know, it's not like, in reality, they're not giving them an extra game. We'll lose one preseason game, and we'll add one regular season game. So, you know, while you'll probably put your body through a little more stress because regular season is a lot more intense than preseason, you're not adding anything extra to it. You know, it'll be the exact same amount of games. And I'm just so – and, again, I don't understand why this happens with the NFL, but for whatever reason, fan-wise, they're the most popular sport. But, God, do these sports writers like to jump on them and just crap all over them? And I'm just kind of baffled by it. You know, and yet none of these guys have pointed out yet that the guy who came up with the concussion syndrome faked a lot of his research. So, yeah, kind of weird how that works out, isn't it? But, again, you know, I guess you don't want facts to ruin your good story, right?
No. Can't have that. Well, I get it to safety, but if you really want to ensure the safety of every single one of these guys, well, then adding one game, or how about shutting the league down? That's the only way it's going to be safe.
Right. So, you know, and you know, just that, you know, what the other thing that always gets me is, do they honestly think when the guys are at this level, by the time you're out of high school, if you think you're going to become a professional football player, you understand what you're getting yourself into. You know, you kind of get the idea that you're going to give up, you know, your body basically to probably become a very, if you're good, to probably become a very rich man. But yet they act like guys have absolutely no idea that this is going to be the cost of playing the game.
So what you're
saying, and I get it,
is in their attempt to protect the players, they end up making them sound like a bunch of idiots that can't read or write or understand the repercussions
right.
of their actions.
So, you know, and I get it because, you know, like I see the majority of these guys talk on TV and, you know, quite a few of them, unfortunately for them, look like me. You know, big, fat, out of shape, definitely didn't play sports in high school kind of guys. You know, I was lucky enough to actually play. I wasn't very good, but I played. You know, so I get it. They really don't have a grasp of what goes on. So, you know, I mean, as, you know, they're obviously, they're going to focus on all the negatives. You know, here's all your negatives from this. This is what's going to happen when you play football. But, there are good things that come of it. You know, as weird as it sounds, I mean, if we don't, if we wouldn't have football, Dan, what would these guys do for a living?
I was trying to come up with something. I've got nothing.
Right, and let's face it, you know, in reality, this is, while I'm still under the impression they don't actually go to many classes, this is how a lot of them get into college. If it wasn't for football, these guys wouldn't have an opportunity to get, you know, what little bit of a college education they're taking advantage of. So, you know, I'm all for making it safer. And I think the NFL has done a job with that. Kind of watching the XFL, it looks like they seem to be doing a nice job with it as well. Like their kickoffs are very innovative and, some of the changes they made. But, you know, there's just no way to legislate hitting out of football, regardless of what you try to do. You know, that's the integral part of the game, is tackling. So, I get it. You've got to teach people to not tackle with their head. And as we go through and, you know, we do this more and more, and it starts at the high school level, you know, in some cases even before, you know, you start showing these guys how to do it that way with the shoulder, and it'll begin to build through your system. Well, I don't know. I just get baffled that, you know, the media is just so quick to bring up the negative immediately when it comes to pro football. You know, I mean, the minute somebody is hurt, they are all over it. You know, and if nothing goes on, well, we're just not talking about it. Oh, there's nothing going on in football. Oh, okay, great. How do you know? Have you been paying attention? So.
Well, and I think they forget that the NFL pays their bills, too.
Yeah. That's kind of the odd thing with it is it's just kind of like, you know, they're, you know, what, without the NFL, we're just going to, you know, you want to talk more NBA? You know, granted, I guess that, you know, there aren't as many injuries and that kind of stuff, but nobody's going to be able to convince me that the NBA is good. and it's this guy standing 25 feet away from the basket shooting the ball or dunking. You can't, nobody's ever going to convince me that that is entertaining. You know, and obviously I'm not the only one because the ratings are gone. So, but, you know, while we are on the NFL, I don't know if you managed to catch this, but it comes out of your favorite city in America. Did you the story coming out of good old Mickey Mouse radio station in Cleveland?
No.
Yeah, what happened is, well, the broadcaster's name here, I believe it's Tony, I'm going to go with Grossi, G-R-O-S-S-I, was caught on the mic yesterday on the Mickey Mouse Network station in Cleveland. They describe it here as using a derogatory slur to describe little people when talking about Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield. Basically what he did was he called him a midget. What this guy didn't know was the mic was hot and it went out on air. So, you know, everybody is all up in arms about this. Apparently this broadcaster actually got into it with Mayfield in the past. So there's kind of an ongoing rivalry. What they forget about that is he actually dropped the F-bomb first and called him an effing midget. So now, of course, everybody went into spin control. The station suspended him indefinitely. They immediately issued an apology, to our fans and our partners and the Browns and Baker Mayfield and – you know, all the other stuff that's going on with that. But, I didn't realize the term. They even listed here, Dan, the term midget is considered a derogatory slur, according to the Little People of America. The organization asked people to abolish it in 2015.
Well,
there you go.
Unfortunately, you can't really abolish a word that's in existence.
So yeah, and here's Grossi's apology, Dan. It says, "I am truly sorry for my language and choice of words in a remark I made about Baker Mayfield that was captured on our live feed on the Land on Demand. I sincerely apologize for using a word that is a derogatory slur. There's no excuse for using that language in any context. It was said without malice, but also without thought, as it is well known that Baker and I have had our differences, and in the course of this experience, I have had to question my role in the erosion of the relationship. I have always endeavored to report and comment on him and the team fairly, and I am shaken by these events. I will strive to be a better person and professional. I apologize to Little People, Good Karma Brand, the Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield, and our listeners, and to anyone who was offended by my remarks." Dan, that's one of the biggest loads of crap I've ever read on the air.
Whoever wrote for him is pretty good, though.
Yeah, they did a nice job. So that definitely a... he definitely had somebody who knew what they were doing right, that, because there's no way he came up with it. But, yeah, I knew, you know, the minute I saw it was coming out of Cleveland, I knew I had to ask you about it. So you having fun with this?
I could be wrong, but I don't know if it's that station or the Fox affiliate, but you'll never guess what they call themselves. Sports Time Ohio. Did I lose you there?
You broke up a little bit. I couldn't quite hear where you were going. So.
Oh no! I said I can't remember if it was that affiliate or the Fox affiliate, but I believe that station is Sports Time Ohio.
Yeah, you know, interestingly enough, I don't believe they list it here. I'm kind of perusing the article really quickly. They just call it, you know, the Mickey Mouse Network Cleveland, like we like to call them. But in reality, you know, ESPN Cleveland is what they call it. Yeah, it appears nowhere on here. Nowhere on here do they mention the station. So, let me see if I Bing good old ESPN Cleveland. Yeah, it looks like it's a 850. Yeah, WKNR 850 is the station. So.
Oh yeah, I was wrong. I was right. It is a Fox affiliate, and it calls that.
So yeah, there that's where he was from. And I apologize if I got his name in fact. I've never heard him on the air. I may have to try to look that up and see if it comes in. You know, I was mentioning, I think off the air, that, you know, with the dot you bought me, I can listen to the different Mickey Mouse stations on TuneIn. So I'll have to look and see if maybe that one is available and give it a listen.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that, actually.
So, I don't believe, you know, every Mickey Mouse Network station is available through that, but a whole bunch of them are. I'll have to see if I can remember to check that out one of these days and see if it will come up for me. So. But, yeah, looking here, it says they are the co-flagship station for the Cleveland Browns and the Cleveland Monsters. They are also the Cleveland affiliate for Ohio State Buckeyes football and basketball and the MAC tournament flagship. So there you go. Yeah, like I said, I saw that and I just immediately thought, hey, I wonder if Dan's been to Cleveland. So, but I'm guessing you haven't had any more battles with any Cleveland fans.
No, not yet.
Oh,
you're still young.
You know, it's disappointing that, you know, neither of us have had a Twitter beef. Well, you have. I haven't had one yet, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's interesting you bring up Cleveland, and, you know, you were talking about the NBA and the Brady's dropping. I asked you, I mean, do you find any coincidence that, you know, after the LeBron versus Golden State feud, that, you know, the mothership was pushing on us so wholeheartedly, do you kind of feel like after that season when the Warriors broke that record and then ended up losing in the NBA Finals due to some interesting circumstances, you know, like Steph Curry didn't fall out of the games, like even though he's never done that before, Stephon Green blatantly kicking somebody in the nether region in a previous series and nothing happening to him, but they, you know, got him ejected, and you know, the way that whole setup, it felt like the NBA and ESPN were doing everything they could to bring Cleveland that title. Do you think a lot of people started to feel that way?
Oh yeah, I've more or less flat out said that was fixed. You know, they wanted Cleveland to win so they could have, you know, another matchup. You know, they wanted, you know, the third one, you know, so you could have the, you know, the big, hey, you know, look at this. We've got, you know, the third time at the face-off. So, you know, they needed Cleveland to win that. They were going to do everything in their power to make sure Cleveland got that win, you know, and they did. So, you know, it's just kind of how it goes. I mean, like, I honestly believe that no matter what happens this year, that the Lakers will win the title. I don't think that there's any doubt in my mind that the NBA has already decided. You know, unfortunately, it has a lot to do with Kobe's passing, that they're going to give the Lakers the title. No ifs or buts about it.
I didn't even think of it that way. I was just thinking from the LeBron perspective, but and you add that into it.
So, you know, and I mean, I even mentioned on one of the Friday shows with good old Summer, one of the ladies I work with every year has a bowling trip in Vegas. So this year, I'm going to give her $5 to bet for me on the Lakers to win the NBA title.
Did you?
She hasn't went yet. When she goes, I'm going to do it. So I'm trying to. She goes. I think she actually goes next month. So unfortunately, the odds will probably be way down by then. But I'm still gonna make the. I'm just gonna give her $50 and say, here you go. You know, get me a ticket for the Lakers to win. And then when they win, I'll have to figure out how the hell I'm gonna come back. So. Maybe you and I'll have to go to get.
Yeah, well, the odds will be one to one.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, they might be by then. You know, we'll have to, you know, have to see how it goes. But yeah, I fully, you know, I am fully under the idea that it's basically already been decided. You know, and we're gonna give the Lakers the title.
You know, I'm kind of a smart-ass joke here. But did Vince get some of his Vince McMahon? Did he get some of his old writers or some of those people into the NBA? Stephanie McMahon
wonder.
Was there.
You do have to kind of question it when you know you see these things and you know they come up, but it just. You know, and obviously, you know, they have to deny it. But
yeah.
There's just so much when you look at it that just screams setup.
Well, and I mean, I think it's easy to say, but, you know, the fact that we spent time in a make-believe world inside the real world, and, you know, we've seen how things are set up and things are promoted. It just, you know, it all signs lead to that. I mean, we can go talk about the old promoter tricks where we're not filling enough water. Add some more salt to the pizza, you know, or salt to the popcorn or, you know, well, we'll leave the air conditioning off until the bell rings. Yeah, but it's, a lot of square footage you have to fill to get the air up, you know, to get that temperature from 82 back down to like 70. Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. They'll just buy more drinks.
Yep. No. You know, yeah, there's definitely, you know, enough of that goes on, you know, well, believe it or not, you know, I actually have knowledge of that. You know, those are some of the things that, you know, hey, let's get them to buy, you know, let's get them to buy. And, yeah, you wonder, you know, obviously little minor stuff isn't happening in the NBA or, you know, any others. But, you know, obviously the bigger picture is, you know, what about this other stuff? So, you know, I mean, even just going back to the draft this year, I mean, you look at it, the Pelicans lose Anthony Davis, and it's a big fiasco. You know, everybody's upset about it. What happened? They get the number one pick.
By lottery.
Yeah. you know, and the teams that now really don't factor in anymore. I mean, you know, you're looking at the teams like the Bulls and Phoenix, you know, and some of those teams that are just mediocre and stuck kind of in the cycle where they were, who had really good chances to get that number one pick, fall back as far as they can fall back. You know, I think they went back to 6-7. Well, you're not getting anybody to help you. You know, I mean, like, you can already start talking about it this year, Dan. How surprised are you going to be if the Golden State Warriors end up with the number one pick? You know, they do have the worst record in the NBA, to be fair. But would it shock you at all if they end up at number one when the team with the best chance to get it last year ended up at, like, 6?
Yeah, but the new system is supposed to make it fair.
Right.
You know,
it is.
Deep, you know,
it makes it fair not, for them to tweak it just the way they need to tweak it. Well, you know, they just probably found a better way to do it where it doesn't look like they're actually doing it. Because, I mean, there was a lot of stuff. You know, I mean, a lot of stuff has went down through the years, especially with the draft. You know, you go through and Patrick Ewing lands in New York. Derrick Rose ends up in Chicago. LeBron ends up in Cleveland. All these guys with the number one pick just happen to go to their hometowns, which, of course, is not only good for ratings, but fantastic for the local attendance. So, coincidence? Oh, okay, if you say so. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt there, but yeah. No. You know, just kind of, you know, just kind of one of those, you know, one of those interesting situations. So, you know, but, you know, I do, as we are, you know, getting pretty close to our time here, I want to remind everybody, don't forget to get your vote in for Dan's Drive-In. You know, I know we, you know, again, I apologize, we missed it last week, but here are your three movie choices: Motocross, Full Court Miracle, or Ready to Run are your three options for Dan to watch. What'd you say?
There's an E at the end of Motocross.
There's a what at the end of it?
E as in Evan, D as in dog, Motocross, duh.
So it's Motocross? Like somebody did something bad to somebody in Motocross? That's terrible.
No.
All right,
like
so
Motocross in the past tense.
Motocross, that's just terrible. Full Court Miracle and Ready to Run. Get the vote in. You got to get that vote in. You know, the Twitter feed at Sports Time Radio. Email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. You can post it on the Facebook. We'll be back tomorrow at 5:30. All of them are going to be on sportstimeradio.com. If you want to go up, just want to do it away with it. Get over there and check it out. While you're there, hit the link. Get over to the Facebook page. Not that you've got a like, but post your Facebook dance with you while you're there. The Twitter feed, of course, is at sportstimeradio, where you can vote for the movie. But as always, you know, if you stop by, thanks for listening to us live. We appreciate you doing that. But remember, the podcast is available for you to listen to anytime you want, and I mean anytime, over at TuneIn.com.
SportsTimeRadio.com.